Hi, everybody. This is Jerry. Welcome to Rapture-Centric Radio. I'm going to bring some people on. I have about 3 pages of notes to go over, and I found some really cool stuff today, especially with regards to some of the message I've received. But I want to bring everybody in right away, and right now I see Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, everybody.
And Tom.
Hey, Jerry.
So I just mentioned in chat real quick that we're going to revisit June 28th a little bit today, but we're not going to spend much time on it, but June 28th is relates to this coming week. How about that?
Cool.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Yeah, hi, Keith.
Now, we may Katie may call in and Michelle, but they were in the Facebook chat room acting really crazy, so we had to put them in the RCC sanitarium. So if they call in, just know that they're calling in from their cell, and Judy got out on good behavior. So Judy's out on good behavior today. She's at the water park, but just so you know, they're acting real crazy. They lost their mind, Katie and Michelle. So
I'm not surprised Katie's a little crazy after staying up so late doing her prayer overnight.
Well, she was leaving message after message on Facebook. Her little messages, she's getting crazier, so we just put them in there. So they'll be there until we get raptured. So, yeah.
I think this is going to be pretty cool. Okay, so Father, thank you for this opportunity to share this time with your church and family, and we know that you have led us in many ways, some ways we don't understand, but sometimes we eventually come to understand the things in your ways, and at least a little bit for me, that was the case today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified, and we know you're doing your work through us and others, and we trust you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I've got just a bunch of stuff to go through here. And so I'm just kind of giving everybody a heads up. It eventually comes back or goes forward, however you want to look at it, to June 28th. But there's really a lot of stuff here that relates to this weekend. And the first thing I know I should do is mention and credit those in our group and elsewhere who as far as I'm aware, as much as a couple of weeks ago, started pointing at the 17th and the 18th as a time to look at. We have been watching, at least I know I have, the sort of the overnight, sort of the Sunday, Monday overnights for many weeks, each successive week. But a lot of people have been mentioning this time. But I think I mentioned yesterday that I recalled thinking about the 18th way, way back at the very beginning of June when we went over to my daughter's college, introduction, what have you. And I was sitting there and I realized that move-in day, and this is why I couldn't remember why I was thinking of it until last night, and I realized that move-in day is exactly 7 days before August 25th. Well, back in May, the Lord just spoke to me out of the blue and out of context and just said, August 25th. And that's all he said. I'm like, but it was extremely clear. I mean, I just knew. He spoke it into my spirit, but there was no question that he had done that. Well, we discussed it a little bit around that time. And what happened was, later that day, I was doing the internet thing and looking at some YouTube, and my cursor just happened to slide over the title of exactly one video. And out of the ordinary in that video was, Chris has got it. basically, August 17th is 50 days from June 28th. That's our Pentecost. Later that day, my cursor slides over exactly one title of a video which I usually don't pay any attention to, the recommended or suggested or whatever, the videos that come up on the right-hand side in YouTube. And this particular one, it was just happenstance, but the title of it, in an unusual manner, actually the date that it was posted was in the title of the video, and it was August 25th, 2013. So the one video that I scanned over had exactly the same date the Lord had spoken to me earlier that day. The title of the video was, I can't remember, is either Shofar or Trumpet. I think it's Trumpet Blows for the Rapture. Okay. I put it in chat later that night, and Chris, right away, obviously, took that straightforward message and says, is that a rapture date? Well, I think it might be. It certainly looks like it right now. So that date was highlighted for me, the 25th of August. That's Monday, I think. That's a Monday. Yeah. And so the 18th is a week before that, and so that's 2 days from now. But, the second day from now. And, but I know I have been in the pattern of looking at the overnights between the Sunday and the Monday. So to me, that's like saying 17, 18, and 24, 25. So that was highlighted a long time ago in May. And then we go over, personally as a family, we go over to this college. Turns out move-in day is the 18th, and I'm thinking, are we going to poof on the day that we have my daughter move into college? That's where that came from many months ago at this point. And of course, I wasn't thinking along those lines. And before that, the Lord had already spoken the word Pentecost to me. So I was looking at June 7th and 8th, Pentecost, on our calendar. And I had a personal experience then, but then more recently, I had a different experience after, this would have been in probably about the middle of July. I mentioned it. Anyway, I'm going to sort of transition here to my notes and see if I can kind of get through this a little bit without forgetting a couple of things. So I was told Pentecost in May, and then that video was entitled Trumpet Blows for the Rapture, and it was posted on August 25th of last year, college move-in day. And so anyway, so that had me thinking about the 18th way back then. But I've dismissed it because of all the other things that we've seen come and go between now and then. And let me also point out, as part of that seven-day period, that Little John and Judy were told by the Lord that the translation, our Enoch walk, would be 7 days before the rapture. Now, other people have gotten a different day count, and we're going to acknowledge that, but right now I'm going with what they had. And so that 7 days would fit very nicely with August 25th. So the Lord gave me the video, Trumpet Blows for the Rapture, August 25th, and confirmed it by telling me before I even saw the video, the title, for that date. Then I count back 7 days when we get over to school and realize that's move-in day. Okay, so how about we move into heaven instead of college that day? That would be swell. So let me see. I'm looking here. I haven't had time to put all these things in a super clear order. However, the total of them is just amazing to me. So that I think several of us got some strong personal confirmations for the June 28th. And I know Chris spent some time considering that even after the fact and really tried to track down the different things that happened on that day. Pretty sure Jason from chat, Jason 302 from chat did. And I know I had a tremendous number of personal confirmations for June 28th before it occurred. And that had to do with my daughter performing in a show in a camp she was doing, and the theme of the camp was the theme of the show that they were going to put on, Broadway style show, was time, and they were doing songs about time, and the two songs she was going to sing were the duet Tonight from West Side Story, and also she was going to close the show, which she did, with the song For the First Time in Forever from the movie Frozen, the animated movie. And so she did do that. Now, I can recall just on my own that I had an experience sitting there where I felt like I was going to be pulled up right out of my seat at one point. And it's a feeling I've never experienced before or since. And I recall that I think a few other people said on that day they had similar or unusual kinds of experiences on or about the 28th. I am also interested in this partly because of one of the words, and I can't remember who got this word. Somebody had a word for me early on when I came into to the Rapture Centric chat, I think, or when I called in. And here's the weird thing, I think it was either Rhea or Raina or Rosemary. And that word for me was, part of that word was that I was, quote unquote, on target for the rapture. Now, I can't remember which one of you it was, but I think it was one of the three of you was part of your word for me. It was that I was on target for the rapture. Well, here's the thing. As you can see, they all begin with the letter R. So I'm thinking, okay, what letter is R in the alphabet? Oh, it's the 18th letter of the alphabet. So I actually, because of that word, and because it really, it rang true to me, as did several of them, almost have felt a little bit of a duty to continue my garage kid work, and at least when I feel moved to track some of these things down. Well, the next thing I want to review briefly is that I did have this vision in, I think, about the middle of July, where I woke up from a nap, and the Lord was showing me the pages of the calendar. And each page of the calendar represented, instead of a month, a week. And he kept saying 7, 7, 7. And then he showed me July 28th and said the word Pentecost. Well, the only date I saw as the pages flipped on the calendar was July 28th. And the pages were flipping from later on the calendar to sooner on the calendar. Like, for example, back from basically August, because there were a few before July 28th, a few pages. And then she showed me July 28th, and then it kept flipping a little while farther. And I wasn't exactly sure how far, but he said 7, 7, 7, and then Pentecost. Well, Pentecost is 7 weeks, 49 days plus one. And so this fits again, and it took me a while to remember and realize in the vision, because I didn't pay attention to it originally, that it was flipping backwards. Normally you flip a calendar forwards, but it was like flipping a book pages backwards. But the other thing that I just realized when I was making the notes today is that Pentecost is called the Feast of Weeks. So that matches perfectly the style of the pages that he was showing me in the vision, the Feast of Weeks, 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 weeks.
I got Pentecost today too. He was showing me Pentecost and 7 weeks, 50 days from Pentecost. Yeah, the Feast of Weeks, exactly. That's what he was showing me today too.
And I saw Alana ask, or no, Chris asked me in chat here as I've been speaking about what I think about the Feast of Trumpets. Well, I've never been drawn to that, even though I understand why so many people are, and even though I understand it's coming up rapidly on the calendar. But here's not today, but I believe next week, in the Hebraic readings they do on each Sabbath, and they count the seven Sabbaths between 9th of Av and Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets. And the Sabbath reading for next Saturday ends talking about the three feasts of meeting in Jerusalem. There are three feasts where the all of the males of all the families in Israel were called to go to Jerusalem and bring an offering. And those feasts were Passover, Pentecost, or they call Feast of Weeks, and not Feast of Trumpets, but Sukkot, Tabernacles. And so the gathering of the families, or the heads of the families, is done on those three Hebraic holidays or feast days. So what I see now here, and what I realized today, was that June 28th is 50 days from the 17th of August. And so there's 50 days, there's Pentecost, there's weeks, and it comes back to Pentecost again. And when I place July 28th in the time frame of the week count that I saw in my vision, it places very comfortably as I saw the pages flip that he showed me. Okay, that's one page. So, Pentecost is exactly 50 days from, Pentecost is 50 days, and it's 50 days from June 28th to August 17th. I think a lot of people had the 28th as something significant. I even sent Jason an email today and asked him to recall a few things, because he looked at a couple of things different from what some of the rest of us did, and he's on a little bit of a different time schedule. So I thought he might have some of that. Anyway, it's August 17th. So we've been following the Sunday money overnights for several weeks, at least I have. 17th, 18th is one of them. One of the other aspects of Little John and Judy's information about the translation and the rapture involves a three-day time period. And this doesn't fit it exactly because it's in between the 17th and the 28th. But I noticed a few weeks ago that in the Julian calendar, which they were directed to look at, they do one of the most elemental parts of the Julian calendar is they count every day in a unique way, and it totals up. And at the moment, the count is 2,456,880 some days. And I saw that, and I'm like, well, gee, what day is the 888th day? Because 888 is a representation of Jesus. It's the numerical value for the Greek word for Jesus, Iesus. Well, that turns out to be the 19th. So the very day after the 17th, 18th, and it turns out actually, because for some reason that I haven't studied, they are counting the day. The day flips over at noon on the universal time scale, so that, which is essentially Greenwich Mean Time. So it flips over at noon. So on noon of the 18th, the Julian calendar flips to the day, which is 2,456,888th day. Now, this is interesting because that day carries over into the 19th, and it's sort of kind of like the Hebraic day, but not exactly, but it's very similar to that. So when that day ends, it is the 19th. the number 888, numerical value, also represents the phrase the third day in Scripture. And the third day is Tuesday, and this year, the 19th of August, is Tuesday. One of the other things that I have been doing that he led me spring a year ago, to do was to study the planets as times and seasons, as Scripture says they're placed there for. I'm going to review a couple of things for you real quickly in looking at this. Regulus is the primary star in the constellation Leo, and it's one of the brighter stars in the heavens. And I have discerned or been shown that if there is a sort of, if you look at the solar system as a clock, if you will, if there's a second hand, it's the moon. And if anything is going to be timed in the heavens, as opposed to not just times and seasons, but moments by God, he'll use the moon as the indicator. And on the 25th of August, the moon passes Regulus in Leo, and also the sun, which have just prior to that had a what they call a conjunction to become very close to each other. And so there's the 25th of August again, and the sun is sort of, you know, the master, whatever, and, you know, from God's point of view, it's the principal body of the solar system. And Leo, obviously, it was actually, is, you know, represents the lion of the tribe of Judah, among other things, but the head of the constellations in the solar system. So, or actually the end. And because I think Virgo was, anyway, whatever. August 18th, the moon is positioned in the eye of Taurus, the bull, you know, like the phrase bullseye. Okay, August 25th is a new moon. On the overnight of the 17th and 18th of August, this is the better stuff, Venus and Jupiter, which are two of the brightest night objects in the sky, Venus is considered to have a feminine connotation, and which can be religion or a church. And Jupiter is considered the king planet and often is considered to have been part of the birth sign of Jesus when he was born in the sky, and also a representation of Christ in the heavens. Those two objects meet on the 17th and 18th of August in our overnight in the Western Hemisphere, with a separation of only 0.2 degrees. Now, they consider it very notable when objects come close to each other within a few degrees. This is a 0.2 degree separation between these two objects, center to center. When they do that, they are in the constellation of Cancer, which we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, because Mercury was passing through Cancer and was passing through this this collection of stars, which is called Praesep. We were looking at that around July 27th and 28th because of Carol's message that she received on the 27th and 28th of 2013, where she was awakened in the middle of the night and I think saw the phrase away in a manger. Well, Praesep in Cancer, that word means manger. And Mercury passed through that on the 27th and 28th, but on the 17th and the 18th, overnight, when Venus and Jupiter conjunct, they are in the star cluster inside Cancer called Praesep, the manger. So you could easily represent that as the king, Jesus, coming together to meet his bride in Venus in the manger. So that connects, in the way I see it, to Carol's message about Christmas in July, and we called it Christmas in July because the phrase she saw was away in the manger. Okay. I'm going to check the board here. I think we've got...
Is Venus also the star... Venus represents Mary. Which star represents Mary? Because that would be like Jesus and Mary coming together, birth of Jesus, if that's the truth.
I think it's a dual representation. It represents the feminine. And
Venus and Mary in the manger.
Right. And I also think, quite honestly, I think it's going to represent Babylon, the mystery system, when the church is removed. And I think that's coming up, you know, in subsequent years. But it's a feminine representation. And in Scripture, women represent, symbolically, religion. And so you can have true religion and you can have false religion. So you can have a true woman and an untrue, you know, a non-faithful woman. And so I think that's what we're seeing in this example. But the conjunction in the manger is just too much to ignore. It's extraordinary. So let me see. We've got Stacy on the line.
So all this morning he was having in Passover, or studying the Passover again, but then it brought me to Pentecost. So I was reading all about Pentecost as well. And it's, you know, that was pretty crazy. So Passover and Pentecost were both in my things this morning in my garage research.
Joe is on the line too, but he has company. Yeah. I think he wants to be muted, so he can buzz me if he doesn't want to be. But. Anyway, Joe's in the house, and that's really interesting, Tana, because he was speaking things to you that I didn't know I was going to be speaking about until my afternoon here. So I really think this is, and that's why the Garage Kid Garage, when I was there this afternoon, there was smoke and stuff everywhere. It was hot and heavy. Okay,
yeah,
so Stacy, yeah. Do you have, I think it's Stacy. Are you on? Stacy
and Joe are both 914, so.
Yeah, well, we've got them both. But I've got Joe muted.
Stacy.
I think he wants to be. Hello, Stacy. Okay, well, she doesn't have to speak. I thought maybe she was, but anyway. The big takeaway from this, I've got a little bit more, but the big takeaway from this is that June 28th was really, really highlighted for us, and especially for me. And I didn't see that anybody, because I see we've got Rose and Rhea, and maybe it was Raina, because I don't think, does anybody remember in chat who had that word that said I was on target for the rapture? It might have been Raina. It was one of you R girls. And anyway, I just thought it was, because that's what I could remember. And then, of course, R is the 18th letter of the alphabet. If I'm wrong about that, somebody tell me, but I think that's right. Okay, so the next thing is about kind of me and how I came into the group. I was following the rapture-centric, your broadcasts and things, for a while. And the Lord was, I was thinking about logging in and coming into chat because I really felt like it was something that was meant to be done. And it must have been Raina. Her word for me was particularly on. Anyway, I'm partly trusting that because it just feels really right, and particularly, and has, but especially right now. So I was following the church, our Raptor-centric church, for a while. But the Lord was saying, no, don't log in. It's not time yet. It's not time yet. Okay, so I waited and waited and waited. And finally, the day he actually told me it was okay to log in was Passover on April 14th when the blood moon tetrad, when the first of the four blood moon eclipses occurred. And I tried to, and I couldn't get through. I couldn't get the login. You know, a lot of people were having trouble getting their Blog Talk logins and all that kind of thing. And I know a lot of people had trouble with that. I didn't succeed. I tried. I didn't try every day, but I tried every other, you know, I tried different browsers and what have you, and I just didn't have any success. And I said, okay, well, that was funny, Lord, because you told me I could, but then you didn't let it happen. And so we went on and we went on, and then finally, on the 29th of April, I tried it again, and I was able to get a login and log into chat. The 29th was the day in April when there was that annular solar eclipse. So the day that he told me I could log in was on the 15th, Passover. The day that I finally succeeded was on the 29th, so lunar eclipse, and then on the solar eclipse. And because of that, I chose the login name, Sign for You, and that's where that came from, because I knew it was a sign. I knew that his timing was in it and that there was some meaning in it for the group, but I didn't know what it was, but I knew that, and that's why I chose the, anyway, that's why in chat I'm Sign for You, is because I knew that my login, my being able to log in, was a sign for our Raptor-centric church family. So, with that in mind, I went back to that today and started looking at it. Now, a day that I think is a really, really important end of the reign of the all three beasts, in my opinion, but in particular, the one who we identify quite clearly now in the presidency is September 23rd, 2015, which is Yom Kippur 2015. Many different people have arrived at that date as a day of import for a variety of reasons and manners and words and what have you. If you count back to August 19th, the day that I was just speaking of as the third day, and also in the as it relates to the number 888, because that means Jesus, but it also represents the third day. So August 19th is the third day of the week, and I got to that because in the Julian calendar, which Little John and Judy were told to follow, the number count of that day ends in 888. That same day, the total number of days between that day, August 19th this year, to September 23rd, 2015, is exactly 400 days. One of the representations of that number in number count in Scripture is the letter Toph, which is like Aleph and Toph, or Alpha and Omega in Greek. So Toph is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it is equivalent. You say Aleph and Toph, Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. You say Aleph and Toph, it's the same, it's the equivalent of saying Alpha and Omega, first and the last. Okay, so if you count from backwards, from, I'm reviewing, September 23rd, 2015, which is Yom Kippur, 400 days, you get to August 19th, and that represents Toph. If you count from August 18th, and 18th and 19th overlap on the Julian calendar, to April 29th, the day I was finally able to log in, to Blog Talk, and then specifically for the purpose of joining chat here. That's 111 days. That is the value of Aleph. So from April 29th to August 18th is Aleph, which also is 111 days, 111. From August 19th to September 23rd, 2015 is 400 days, and that's Toph. And there you have the Aleph and the Toph, with August 19th in the Julian calendar representing Jesus, the name of Jesus in Greek. So that's where Sign for You came from. That's why I picked it, because I knew it was a sign for our group here. And I really didn't know what I was, you know, where I was being led, but I knew for sure that the way the timing was, that that was relevant. Okay. So we have Aleph and Toph and Jesus right in the middle, and which is like Alpha and Omega, except in Hebrew. And we have 888, and we have 111, and we have all the other dates, including June 28th. And that brings us to the overnight of the 17th and the 18th, is the best understanding. Essentially, it's going to be the 18th, but it's going to be the 18th and the overnight for most of us. On the West Coast, you might find that that time is closer to the end of your day on the 17th Sunday. So that's what I found today in the kids' garage. I don't know really what else to say about that, except I remember that the last word Judy got was recount the messages that the Lord has given us. And this is not a, that's not a direct quote, but remember the things he has done and the words he has given us, and we will walk like Enoch walked. And I'm going to try to pull that up now so I can quote it correctly. But this is why I have such a significant amount of energy in this message and what I have seen today. It says, recall all that the Lord, all the Lord has done, RCC will walk like Enoch. And so I am suggesting that even beyond what I have recalled, I know there's other people out there who have additional things that relate to this frame of time. And I've tried to mention those. And then I saw, I have not read any of Sparrow's Barn stuff, but I know Bill mentioned a couple of days ago that they over there are all focused on the 18th also. And I can't say I know exactly what this represents, but I sure know what it looks like. And I know that much as much interest as I had in these days, 17th and the 18th, the 25th, I got direct spoken word of the 25th with a confirmation on the same day, that it's already been interesting. But now, so many of the things that I have personally experienced, words I've gotten, the vision that he gave me about the calendar, the experiences that I had, especially in my case, with all the things that were relating and popping up and, you know, going off like a, you know, a day of Jonathan Kleck, on the 28th of June or towards the 28th of June, about the 28th of June, was extraordinary. So I think there's more that people have experienced. Tana would just say, I think she's off about her business, but she brought up that she was getting things about Passover and Pentecost today. So I think he's ringing the bell in a huge way. And to use a phrase, and I know, I'm trusting that word, and it must have been Raina. I don't see her in there. But so many people have been getting the 18th. Well, today, and the 17th. And the 17, been seeing 17, 17. And I know Jason, now that I think about it, he had that, you know, that experience in seeking scripture that the Lord led him to about the 10s and the 17s and the 10s and the 17s and the 17s. And so many people have been seeing 17. So here we are, 17th, 18th of August. And it fits so many of the words and experiences that he gave me, the vision, literal words. He told me Pentecost back in May. And now here we are, and then later in July, and now I see a way to connect the two. Anyway, I think it's quite a big deal. And anybody else who remembers things that might fit into this pattern, or even if they don't, but I mean things that relate to the June 28th experience, or other things that would fit into this pattern, I think you should look into it and, you know, maybe share it in chat or what have you. I'm going to play a, I think it's, wait a minute. I will play it if I can remember. And even find it on the menu here. I'm going to play a brief song and kind of let everybody think about it and look at a couple of things and see if anyone has sent me anything in email, because I think there's a chance for that. But this is for Joe. Alana did actually send me something. She had a couple of things she sent me. One was that she was in Genesis and today, and the phrase on the 17th of the month, day of the month, really stuck out to her, like God impressed it upon her. So she's definitely watching 17th and the 18th. And her reading was today was Genesis 7:11, and I've looked at that a bunch of times. I know it's about Noah. Hold on just a second. Because I want to get it right. But somebody will probably get it before I do, but that's okay. You get it? Okay, so Genesis 7:11, in the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. The 17th day. So I like the 17th day. I'm liking it better all the time, 17th and 18th. But, you know, it's such an amazing convergence of things. Oh, we have Tana back. Hi, Tana, can you speak?
What do you need me to say? I'm at work.
I'm just checking. I was just checking if it's okay, you know, if you can speak or...
Yes, I can speak. No, actually, I'm at work, so no, I can't. I can listen.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'll just put you back on mute. But anyway, I'm glad. Thanks, Tana. So we've got a lot of, I think everybody's getting it. I know it's going to be very interesting to see how these things play out, but I can't take my off any day here in August. And, you know, I guess I'm not sure I have... Keith, if you're near the phone, I know that you spent some time looking at Feast of Trumpets, and I wonder if you've studied the seven Sabbaths that the Jewish religion tracks that lead up to it in particular, because they're in the middle of that count. Oh, I had one other thought, by the way. About July 28th, if you look on the calendar or count the weeks from the 20, I think it's from the 18th, by the way, back to the 28th, and it's, hold on, 1, 2, 3, okay, I'll have to remember what I was actually thinking because right now it doesn't look like what I thought it looked like. But anyway, the Feast of Trumpets, I know so many people I've just never been led to really, I mean, I'm aware of all the scriptural reasons for it, nobody knows the day or the hour and all the trumpets and all those things. And absolutely, I can see, you know, why people are drawn to that. There's no question. I just think that keeps leading us to look before then. And that doesn't mean that he won't wait till then, because he has had us looking at things that didn't pan out the way we thought they would before. But without a doubt, this thing I saw today being 50 days, the 17th being 50 days from June 28th, which was really stamped with importance for me personally and in our group for some other people, can't get over that. Just can't get over it. It's too big of a deal. There's too much going on, and I know a lot of people are compelled by it, and we're really also not only compelled by the day and sort of messaged in that direction, but also compelled to kind of track it down in ways. We've had some other days come and go that we were paying a lot of attention to, but there's more staying power, I think, a little more doggedness in trying to follow that down. And looking back on it, it looks like an amazing pattern to me. You know, he's going to have us on a different schedule, I think, than the Hebraic schedule, but we'll see. Let's see. Chris is saying, Michelle is saying that Rosh Hashanah is the start of the Jewish New Year. Well, that is true. Actually, and that is one thing that is kind of interesting about that, because, and so by the way, that's we're looking at August 25th as a potential rapture date, the way I'm seeing it at the moment. And then Chris is saying, therefore, it is the end of 2013 from God's perspective, and we have, you know, regardless of what the number is, it's the end of the year that Jesus is telling little John and Judy to stay in, and we have gone, and we have to be gone by the end of that. And I really like that perception because of how Jesus came. You know, my understanding is that he came. Jesus has two primary roles in prophecy and his millennial reign. One is as priest, and one is as king. Well, priest is an English sort of oriented word, but in Hebrew it's rabbi, which they called him rabboni. He was a teacher, so he came as teacher and teacher of religious instruction, and that's what he did the first time he came. For about 3.5 years, he officially had a ministry of teaching, and he walked the countryside, and in the only time he really was aggressively upset was when he went to the temple or when he was confronted by the priests and the Jewish priest class who had treated the God's instruction for their own benefit. They turned it into their personal business, which is not so different than what we see in the four-wall Christian church these days. And so first time he came as priest. The other half is king. And if you look up Joshua and Zerubbabel, and I think Zechariah, and maybe also Ezekiel, if you look them up, you will see one was priest and one was king. And it relates, anyway, there's a strong parallel there to the two witnesses. But the witness, or when Jesus returns, he's going to return as king. And king, with kingship, that comes judgment. And kingship is I'm getting back to my point. Kingship is a civil responsibility. So priest, rabbi, teacher is a religious responsibility. But when he returns as king, it's a civil responsibility. So you can say that the spring feasts are about the religious things, the giving of the law and so on, and the fall feasts are about civil and his return on that calendar. So he's coming as judge and king, and he's going to rule in that manner. Let's see if I can find this here. The shofar blast I have in the studio is one long shofar blast, and it is a declaration of God as king, or in our case, Jesus as king and Messiah. And I'm going to play that as we go out here. And we've got a little under a minute. So anyway, the civil calendar ending on Rosh Hashanah is indicative, especially if Jesus recognized it by taking us out before then. Absolutely, it's his call, and he will be the one to come back and preside over the cleansing of the planet and our society. So anyway, the civil calendar is in play, and we will go out with the shofar blast. The spirit of the bride says, come. Now, please, rescue me.